Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa, a spiritual community that promotes global transformation through personal transformation. At the center, we are motivated by a compelling vision of a healthy, loving world, which we call the Global Heart Vision. This vision inspires us to bring the gifts of compassion and loving kindness to the world through our ministries and teaching. What you are about to hear is a recording of a message delivered at the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa. Feel welcomed. Feel at home.
Good morning, everyone. It's always wonderful, a highlight of speaking at the center, to walk up on stage to this music, and even more, to the state of mind that it has induced in us. Because we're all listening together. We're all have our attention on the same thing. There's other stuff going on, but we're together looking at something, and that's what this talk is about. So I want to thank all of you for being here, and I want to thank all of you who are listening later or viewing later. Those of you who are there, as you will see in this talk, are very important for us to be conscious of. Well, it says here in my notes, I'm Kim Kaiser, a staff minister. It was written before I witnessed this. But I just wanted to talk about my wife, Reverend Joyce Tafala, is a minister here as well. And recently, as I was driving home, I just began to think about the house I was going to. And it's as if I woke up to something, because when I go into that house at Christmas time for the last 40 years that we've been together, the place is decorated and really decorated, and it's wonderful. And I don't think I've really noticed it as much as I now see I could. So when I drive home now, there's something I'm looking forward to. There's something that I can appreciate. This talk, which is entitled The Gift of a New Journey, is about discovering more of what is waiting for you already here, right where you are always. There's so much that is here. By the way, as I do this talk, I'll talk about God, I'll use the word spirit, I'll use reality. You choose what you're going to use, okay? They're all the one, the source of our being. The poet Daniel Ladinsky, who became famous by translating the mystical Islamic poet Hafez, but this is a poem he wrote. So many gifts. There are so many gifts still unopened from your birthday. There are so many handcrafted presents that have been sent to you by God. The Beloved does not mind repeating, everything I have is also yours. Please forgive Hafez and the friend if we break into a sweet laughter when your heart complains of being thirsty, when ages ago every cell in your soul capsized forever into this infinite golden sea. Indeed, a lover's pain is this sleeping when God just rolled over and gave you such a good big morning kiss, a big good morning kiss. There are so many gifts, dear, still unopened from your birthday. Oh, there are so many handcrafted presents that have been sent to your life from God. Let this holiday season be the time when you really receive the gifts that God, Spirit, has given and is now giving you. Do you know how good it feels when you give somebody a gift and they say, that's just what I wanted, and there's such enthusiasm? Well, Spirit is the same. It's got lots of stuff to give you, and it's waiting for you to say, oh, how wonderful this is. This is great. So that when we receive a gift, we give a gift. And to be aware of that is very important. at the beginning of the talk, I talked about the people who weren't here, the ones who will listen later or live streaming right now. And this is a fundamental principle of the science of mind, which is that no matter when you listen or when you view, you are in the same consciousness as those of us who are in this room now. Consciousness does not occur in time and space. Consciousness occurs only now, and we're always in it. You are not limited by time and space and consciousness, so that if someone listens later, say Wednesday, it doesn't matter that days have gone by. The moment of consciousness that we are all in lives, and it lives whenever anybody enters it. So therefore, we say in our prayer, it really doesn't matter when I pray or how far away somebody is for this prayer. In fact, because consciousness is always now, always here, and we're always in the center of it, we are in fact able in this moment of consciousness to contact anybody who becomes aware of it. Because in fact, in consciousness, we are a community. We're always living in community. This is becoming more and more clear in science and in psychology, etc. That we are, as a matter of fact, a community. Both the inner self is a kind of a community, but we are all in consciousness together all the time. In our benediction, we often say, we are never alone. You are never alone. Because you aren't. Because no matter where we are, we only live in one place, the one mind. That's the only place that God ever is. And it's always in, around, through, and as you. No matter where you go, Spirit is. And you are in the exact center of its being, for you are its being. So in some real sense, we are always already where we want to be. We're at home in consciousness. That's the home also of God. And that one, God's Spirit, is the source and substance of everything we have ever called for. It is that which is the tangibility of Spirit. So the title of this talk, The Gift of a New Journey, is not about a journey to a new destination. It's about an attitude. It's about how you journey. It's a new attitude in our journey based on remembering what and who we really are and where we are. As the Course in Miracles, a wonderful teaching and a set of spiritual practices, says, the journey to God is merely the reawakening of the knowledge of where you are always and what you are forever. It is a journey without distance to a goal that has never changed. You can't get off the journey, I'm sorry. You can begin it again and again and again, but you can't get off it. This is the gift. This is the journey that we are continually engaged in. We're all invited. Spirit is, in fact, beseeching us to join in this journey. Rumi, another mystical poet from Islam, says, to this room, come, come, whoever you are, this caravan has no despair. Even though you have broken your vows perhaps 10,000 times, come again, come, whoever you are, come. There are no requirements, no prerequisites, no applications to fill out. to join this caravan, to join this journey. You know, we're talking about receiving and giving gifts, but we accept today that invitation to look at all the unopened gifts that God is giving us and has given us. There are two things I'd like you to take home from this talk. And if it really hits you, I'd love it. And tell me about it. Two things from this talk I'd like you to know. You are not who you think you are. You are not your thinking. Your presence, your being, which includes thinking, is before thinking. It is your presence. It is your spiritual being. We are taught by our thoughts and by our history that we're a particular kind of person with this kind of characteristic and strengths and weaknesses. But we are, in fact, sourced from the one mind, and it has no characteristics. That means that this one mind, this one being that you are, it has a story about its history. But it's not the complete story. There is in you right now a much larger story that will not keep quiet. You are consistently, continuously being pressed with the experience of God and its ability to be whatever is needed, whenever. And that's what you are. It's not about where we're going, but how you journey, as I've been saying. And that's the second thing I'd like you to know. We're not going somewhere. We're not going to be awakened. It's already alive in us now. And we're slowly, as Ernest Holmes says, learning how to recognize that awakening. So the largest gift we can receive is a new attitude, a new way of going about things. A new approach to our lives. The gift we really receive is in the way we journey from what we think we are to what we really are and know it consciously. There's a shift in identity that comes with this kind of practice. As I've long said, our prayer, which is treatment, I've said the secret to treatment is that the one doing the prayer begins to know who they really are. It's the prayer that's transformed by the prayer. So, that shift in identity means you no longer answer to that name that you've always said is me. And you begin to look for spirit talking to you and the name it uses and names. So, as the Chinese say, as John F. Kennedy said in one of his major speeches, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. When does our journey begin? Now? After the talk? Has it already begun? Or does it begin with every step? Let's use Christmas as a journey. It's a birthday. That's good. We all have birthdays, no matter what your faith tradition is. Like the family of the Christ child, when you take this journey, you are no longer, you're cast out of the ways that you have always made yourself feel comfortable. I'm going to go to bed at that really nice inn, etc. And when they get there, they're sent out to the stables and the barn. And they are open to a new way of receiving and knowing spirit. So Christmas as a birthday, as a journey in which we are taken into a new realm of what we enjoy and receive. So spirit wants to show us what to us will be new. And our job is to open ourselves to it. My Zen teacher, Suzuki Roshi, used to say, don't be like the person who, when they're with a friend who's just back from Yosemite and has seen that marvelous waterfall coming down. I hope you've all seen it. And then you say back, well, I've seen better waterfalls. That's what we're doing all the time. I've seen better. Often when you're in a crowded room full of conversation, you can hear the conversations, but you're not listening to any of them until, perhaps, you hear your name. All the cacophony of sounds, you can't distinguish, but suddenly you're being spoken to or about. This is how the new often emerges. It's in this familiar cacophony, as I've called it. And then suddenly you begin to realize somebody's talking to you. Something's talking to you. Somehow you're being addressed. Listen for spirit. That's what we're to do. No longer just listen to those voices and say, well, this is what's going on internally. This is what I got to do. Or externally. Start saying, I want to see what and hear what spirit has to say to me. I recognize its call. Release yourself from these old voices and turn to the one. This is how you begin the journey, this journey that is a gift. I'm a student of the Course in Miracles, have been for many years, and I come and go from it, but I want to open the door to this journey with its directions for meditation and spiritual guidance. Just listen. Simply do this. Be still. And lay aside all thoughts of what you are and what God is. All concepts you have learned about the world, all images you hold about yourself. Empty your mind of everything it thinks is either true or false, or good or bad, of every thought it judges worthy, and all the ideas of which it is ashamed. Hold on to nothing. Do not bring with you one thought the past has taught, nor one belief you ever learned before from anything. Forget this world, forget this course, and come with holy empty hands unto your God. Spiritual tradition after tradition says, drop all the stuff you've been taught. God is here. Buddha is here. It's happening right now. Your thinking is not going to show it to you. Drop all your opinions, good or bad. When you've begun to open in this way, then I would like to suggest how to open yourself to this new gifts that you're being given. So here, practical suggestions. I know you've heard this before, but I'm actually doing it. And I'm discovering stuff because I recommend that you look for something new on a route that you travel daily. I have so far discovered so much in my neighborhood that I have not seen. I don't know. There's a road. It goes, etc. Okay. Look for something new in those you live with, like appreciating the energy of the holiday decorating that Joyce puts up. Look for something new in those you have a difficult time with, that receptionist or that cashier, that whatever is not pleasant to be with. Find something. Like, that receptionist has a really good sense of humor, even as he tells you, I can't help you at all. And then look for something new in yourself. You could have been appreciating it all along. It's very subtle. And I want to suggest one. I have a regular conversation with Chris Ritchie about music because I know he listens when I talk because he knows how valuable it is. I have a deep love for classical music. I've taken up studying piano again in my retirement. It's deeply moving for me. And I realize this is a gift. Not everyone has it, but I do. So when I say look for, I mean have these attitudes. One is looking for those things, but also have your attitudes of wonder and awe at what you're seeing. Go into a yard and take a look at and feel the trees and the plants. Look at the stars at night. Look with appreciation, with gratefulness. Think about the animal rescue people who are out there saving those beings that are beings of love. Curiosity. Get interested in how people work and what's motivating them so you can address them directly. And have an expectation that the world is going to turn out all right. Actually, it's going to turn out very well because that's what it is right now. When we open our eyes, the whole world feels it. Begin to live in this place I'm talking about. This is the home you've always sought. In the middle of the community of the one mind that lives as you. So I'd like to close with a quote from the Science of Mind textbook. The preface is right there in front. And it has the language of Ernest Holmes Time, our founder. But it's got the spirit. And it's got the spirit of home. He says to those beginning to read his book, I have left the gate open, and you are welcome to my home. There is room in my house for all. I have swept the hearth and lighted the fire. The room is warm and beautiful, and you will find comfort and rest within. The table is laid, and the fruits of life are spread before thee. The wine is here also. It sparkles in the light. I've set a chair for you where the sunbeams dance through the shade. Sit and rest and refresh your soul. Eat of the fruit and drink the wine. All is yours, and you are welcome. Please join me in prayer. Speaking from the very center of being that lives as each of us, I accept that everyone here is listening with the mind of God. That no matter what else is being heard, there is a direct voice of the Divine One speaking now to each one of us. And I know that in this knowing, in this hearing, in this listening, there is something that is happening right now. A change that may become clearer later, but nonetheless, something is changing. And that changing is you begin to realize that gifts are waiting for you that are yours and are ready to be opened and are being given. So I give thanks for this awareness. I give thanks to know that this is the truth of what's going on all the time. And I simply release this word. And so it is.
Can we give some love to the wonderful Dr. Kim Kaiser, please? Thank you, Dr. Kim. You know, that was the first time that I got to actually hear you speak. For those of you who don't know, I mean, I'm still I've been here for 6 months, but Dr. Kim, I don't think you've spoken in that 6 months. So that was delightful. Thank you. And it was a wonderful reminder. And speaking of reminders, this is the time when we would normally go into our offering ritual here at the Center for Spiritual Living. And because of our safety requirements, we're not able to pass the baskets. But We wanted to have a meaningful ritual for us all as we get into that spirit of gratitude, that spirit of our good already being here that Dr. Kim was just talking about. So if it feels comfortable for you, go ahead and close your eyes and take in a nice deep breath and breathing out. And in your mind's eye, I invite you to reflect back on your week, and particularly reflect back on a moment when you felt joy or gratitude or just a feeling of peace and good in your life. And when you have that moment, sit with the feelings, that feeling of joy, that feeling of gratitude, that feeling of peace. And imagine that those feelings grow and grow and grow, that they fill up your entire body, your entire being, and indeed this entire room, and let them continue to expand throughout your day. And when you are ready to give your gift, allow that energy to be that which motivates that gift. Allow it to infuse it and fill it with that same joy, that same gratitude, that same peace, that same love. And when you feel ready, go ahead and come back to the room. Let the next breath you take be a little bit deeper than the last, and go ahead and open your eyes. Maybe smile. So, as Dr. Kim alluded to, we are in the holiday season, and our Christmas Eve service is coming up. It is just around the corner, and I am super excited about that. And we are having it here in person. You may have been wondering, hey, you moved my seat. Why'd you do that? That was mean. Don't worry, we're not trying to mess anybody up. We're trying to get ready for the Christmas Eve candle lighting service that's coming up this week. And so we had to kind of rearrange things to make it easy and efficient for all of us to go through and light our candles in this, this holiday season. So the good news is that that's happening, yes. And the other good news that's also maybe not super good if you haven't signed up already is that we've filled all of our open seats for our Christmas Eve candle lighting service. So it's going to be wonderful. However, of course, if you have not signed up yet and you wanted to be here in person, that's not an option at the moment. But what is an option is our live streaming of that service is also going to be happening at that very same time at 7 p.m. on Christmas Eve. So don't feel like you have to miss it. Also, keep an eye on that link on our website for the registration for the Christmas Eve service, because we may have last-minute cancellations. And if for some reason you have signed up but you don't think you'll be able to be here in person, I'll give you instructions in a second on how you can open your seat up for somebody else who may want to sign up for that. So to do that, if for whatever reason you can't make it here or something came up, we know that life happens, please let Linda Han know, our chief operations officer, by sending her an email at linda.han, H-A-N-N, at cslsr.org, and you can find her contact information on our website as well. She will open your seat up so that somebody else may sign up. But we're just tickled and delighted that we've had such a strong response to our Christmas Eve candlelighting service. And we just know it's going to be wonderful. I know our Christopher Fritchie here has been doing so much preparation for it. I saw his eyes get a little bit wide there. Been doing so much preparation so that we can have an amazing Christmas Eve candlelighting service for you. And the whole staff as well. We know that we didn't do it last year. It was all online last year. So we're just so grateful to have the opportunity to make it a meaningful and a powerful and a way for us to all connect in that service. So we're really looking forward to that. Also, after that Christmas Eve service, on Christmas Day in the morning, we are doing an all-Zoom Christmas Day service at 10 a.m., and you can find details about that service on our website by scrolling down and clicking on the photo of the red heart ornament. Also, at the end of this month, our monthly World Peace Meditation is happening on Friday, December 31st at 4 a.m. Pacific Time. That's correct, 4 a.m. Pacific Time. For the month of December, we will join with others around the world for an annual peace meditation on New Year's Eve. And that's why we're meeting at 4 a.m., because that is noon Greenwich Mean Time. And it is December 31st in all 24 time zones on our planet. So we will be singing, meditating, and praying simultaneously with people all over the globe. How cool is that? So for more information, you can contact Vivian Strand at 707-953-1917, or you can check the details on our website. And finally, our education schedule for the winter term has been posted on our website for you to check out. We are offering Change Your Thinking, Change Your Life with the wonderful Reverend Sciota Bell. We are also offering Jesus in the 24th. See, I watch too much Star Trek, okay? Jesus in the 21st century. That's the century we live in right now. With Reverend Tara Steele, I am going to be offering a class called Blind Spots. And if you're wondering what that's all about, please feel free to ask me after the service, or you can even shoot me an email on the website, and there will be more info on that. But that class is all about getting we've heard often our bloated nothingness out of the way so we can better experience that spirit that Dr. Kim was talking about. Journey of the Soul with prayer practitioner Betty Smith, and Mental Equivalence with Dr. Kim's wife, Reverend Joyce DeFalla. We got one more here, Non-Dual Spiritual Teachings with Dr. Kim Kaiser. So we have a lot of classes going on, in case you didn't know. So we hope that there's something there for you. Registration for all of those classes is open on our website, so please be sure to sign up so that we know that you're interested. And you can find out how to register on our website by scrolling down on the front page and clicking on the Register for Winter 2022 Classes link. Phew! That's everything. All right. So shall we close this thing out? All right. Go ahead and close your eyes and get in touch with that spirit that is right here, right now. And know with me that you are never alone. That spirit is exactly where you are. That you have only to look within at any moment to know that you're guided, sustained, and empowered by a presence that expresses itself as you in this world. In deepest gratitude, let us live our lives accordingly so that in everything that we do, say, and think, we honor this beautiful presence within. And so it is. Enjoy the closing music and have a wonderful week. You're all amazing.
One, two. I release and I let go. Let the spirit run my life and my heart. Break out of it. Thank you, Kaya. So lovely.
Thank you. So much fun.
All right, so now we have a good amount of time in between.
Perfect. Thank you so much. The music was fabulous today.
Thank you.
Chris, I haven't seen you for so long. I quit coming to Renee Rose.
Renee.